The Punjab government has finalized a landmark bill aimed at curbing acid attacks through tighter regulation of acid sales and distribution. The move comes in response to years of targeted violence, with acid often used as a weapon in cases of personal or familial vengeance, typically against women. According to Arab News, the draft legislation, titled the Punjab Acid Control Act 2025, seeks to restrict access to acid by introducing strict licensing requirements and safety regulations for individuals and businesses involved in its sale and manufacture. The bill has been drafted by Hina Parvez Butt, lawmaker and chairperson of the Punjab Women Protection Authority. Between 2007 and 2016, Pakistan recorded 1,108 acid attacks affecting 1,375 people. The early 2000s saw a peak in cases, with 494 incidents reported in 2002 and 417 in 2003. A more recent report by the Acid Survivors Foundation noted a downward trend, with 39 cases reported in 2017, down from 153 in 2014. Despite progress, campaigners have long called for further legal reform to prevent such attacks and hold perpetrators and suppliers accountable. A copy of the draft outlines comprehensive measures to regulate acid commerce, which include the prohibition of sale and purchase of acid without a valid license, and acid to not be sold to individuals under 18 years of age. The legislation lists 30 specific types of acid covered under the law. Moreover, existing businesses will be required to apply for licenses within 30 days of the law's enactment, submitting applications along with prescribed fees. License holders will be limited in the volume of acid they can store, and all acid containers must be properly labeled. Labels must include the type and volume of acid, manufacturing and expiry dates, seller details, and a clear red warning stating, dangerous/corrosive. Importers and manufacturers already registered under existing laws must re-register and maintain annual records of their acid-related transactions to be submitted to licensing authorities. Violations of the proposed law will carry serious penalties, including up to 3 years in prison and a fine of 500,000 rupees. Failure to pay the fine will result in an additional 3 months of imprisonment. If an acid-related business causes harm to a person or property, offenders could face 2 to 5 years in prison and fines ranging from 200,000 rupees to 1 million rupees. Crucially, offenses under this law will be classified as cognizable, non-bailable, and non-compoundable, meaning they will be handled directly by the courts and cannot be settled privately. While the passage of legislation in 2011 criminalized acid and burn violence in Pakistan, activists argue that gaps in regulation still allow easy access to corrosive substances. The bill is expected to be presented in the Provincial Assembly for formal approval in the coming weeks.